Wednesday night.
Okay, we'll start off with the Rambam. Since we saw in Shavuos, Daf Chaf Hei, Tosfos Shita, that you can create a Nesachefza with a Shavua, so we created this achetza with a shvua. We said it's not conceptually so difficult the way we would have thought, because shvua doesn't have to inherently be anything. Bishlam neder l'chora has to inherently be an achetza, because you're using the same power that you have by a korban, so that's a achetza. Shvua is just a shvua. You can talk about the past, talk about the future. Shvua just means that you're making a shvua. You're affirming by the reality of Hashem. So it's not outlandish to think. There's nothing inherent, l'chora, that says that it has to be a nisagavra. So that's Tosfos, we said. There's two terutzim in Tosfos. One terutz of Tosfos is that when you say a shvua b'losh neder, it indeed becomes a nisachetza. The other Teretz of Tosfos rejects it, and we're going to see more about that in the Ran tonight, Mitzvah Shev. The Rambam,
Rambam. How do you get from that Shvua, we say is really a truth thing, right?
Yeah.
How do you get from a truth?
You have Shvua about the future, then it's up to you to make it true. There's an entire body of Shvua, which is Shvua's Bitui La'asid Lavo. Shvua she'ochal, Shvua she'lo ochal. So that
still, the Yikri Zach is on the truth.
No. A lot of Rishonim hold there's not even no sishavu bishmila shaker there. That you create an iser or a chiyuv through Shvua, and you have only bal yachel. The Rambam grabbed the whole joy of the lo sishavu bishmila shaker also, but that's a chiddush to Rambam, that you make it into sheker with the future event that you choose to do or not do. But okay. Yes, that's what we're saying. That's why the Tosfos is possible. So the Rambam is really along the lines of Tosfos. What does the Rambam say in Perikei Hilchos Shavuos? That if a person says, I can't make a shvua that you're going to do something or you're not going to do something. But if it's about something in my rishus, I can't swear that you're going to go somewhere, not go somewhere, is the Rambam's examples. Avala nishba ruvein, that you won't come into my house and you won't get benefit from my nechasim, so you're not allowed to taka. So this is what everyone wonders, where's the Rambam coming from? So the simplest way would be to learn that he holds like Tosfos and Shavuos. Except Tosfos and Shavuos is talking about that your language reflected that you're making an Issa Chefza. Let's say, Achilas Kikar Ze Olai Bishvua. While in the Rambam would be even a bigger Chiddush. That if you make a shvua about someone else, but it concerns something in your rishus, so it automatically becomes like a nisa chefza. That's what you could say in the Rambam. Now, if the Rambam holds like Tosfos, it's not a shvera Rambam. The chiddush in the Rambam is that you don't even have to; it doesn't have to be reflected in the lashon. Well, then you're making a shvua about yourself. Yeah, but that's not what the Rambam says. Maybe, but that's not what the Rambam says. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, if you come into my house, I'm an onus, because I didn't know you're coming into my house, and you're chayav because you did something you're not allowed to do. That's the Rambam. Well, Perek Hey Halacha Dalet.
But then it's also got to be connected.
Yeah, that would be, well, the Rambam's right, and that is the Rambam's lashon. The Rambam's lashon is shelo nishba zeh elal dover shehu b'rishuso, because he swore about something that's in his rishus. So it's mashma like by neder that something has to be in your rishus. The step forward beyond Taisus that the Rambam represents is because in Taisus it's reflected in the language of the Shvua. You said it, Beloshen Isuchefza, Yeshivas Sukkazel Alai Bishvua, or Achilas Kikazel Alai Bishvua. The Rambam, the Loshen of the Shvua doesn't reflect it, but because he's talking about something in his Rishus, and so even though he's talking about someone else, it automatically becomes that. That would be a beer in the Rambam. Like Tosfos. I mean, now that we saw Tosfos, the Rambam is not that shver after all. I saw Rav Yoshe Ber Kolovechik in his Sefer on Shavuos. On Shavuos, so he talks about this Rambam. He brings down the Rambam. He brings down the Kesef Mishnah asking, Eini Maven Dvorov. You can't do that. You can only do that by Neder, which is an Issa Heftza. You can't do it by Shvur, which is an Issa Gavra. So he brings down one answer, which is what we saw, like the Sheet of Taisus, that you could make an Issa Heftza by Shvur. Okay. But so he wants to suggest another beer. B'shem Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Sheshitas Rambam kan sheyesh lebailim zchuyos lahashbias chaveiro shelo yehena min achasov v'chol al chaveiro midin mushbo mipi acherim. Tremendous, tremendous chiddush. That there's another way to approach the Rambam, and that is that the Rambam holds I can be mashbia you. Like mushbo mipi acherim, even though you didn't say anything, you were quiet. But I can be mashbia you in something that's a myrishus. I'm reading from what he says. B'chol al chaveiro, and it's chal, and he's also to do it. B'din mushbo mipi acherim, k'demetzinu b'shvuos ha'edus v'shvuos ha'pikadon. There's a concept called mushbo mipi acherim. This would be an unbelievable chiddush. I don't know why. This is even worse than the Tosfos and Shvuos. This is. Because nowhere in Gemara is anywhere, at least this is a Tosfos in Shavuos giving you a makor that Shavuos could be a Sechefza, as weird as that is. But here, nobody ever talked about Mushbo Mipi Acherim by Shavuos Bitui. And also every Mushbo Mipi Acherim is that I place you under oath and then you say something. So I placed you under oath. Rav Chaim is suggesting that's the Rambam Shita here, that I could place you under oath that you won't come into my house, since it's my house, so I can do that. Memela, you have no raya to the Issachetza Beishvua. There's another way to approach it, okay?
What's that take to be participation? Well, in other words,
I would think.
Under oath,
they've
got to be there.
They have to, well, here, maybe he has to, I don't know. It's not just be there, he has to say the words. He just doesn't have to make the shvua, you're placing him under oath. What? What? Which guy? The mashbia or the mushba? Reuven's not chayev. Rambam says Shimon's chayev. Rambam says Reuven's nonus. Reuven's not chayev. What? Fine. Why does Rambam even mention that Reuven's not chayev? Okay. And if it's an Issa Chefza, it's not much better. If the pshat in the Rambam is the Issa Chefza of Shvua, that Tosfos in Shvua says. So it's also shver why the Rambam mentions that Reuven's partner.
Because you might think that Reuven is biased because then it becomes a shvur. Because it actually happened.
Oh, maybe that. Well, maybe the way the Rambam holds, what is the Rambam Shita by Bal Yachel? Who's over Bal Yachel, the Madir or the Mudir? I think the Rambam Shita is that the Madir is talking about Bal Yachel. If I answer my things on you, the Rambam holds that the person making the nether is over Bal Yachel. But that's Bal Yachel. Here we're talking about the Issa Shvua, we're not talking about Bal Yachel. But maybe that's why the Rambam speaks out, that he brought, I don't know. So I think the Rambam is, I have a third shot in the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that you can make a shvua about someone else because it's no worse than a shvua that something happened. No, it's not that you're not allowed to come into my house. It's like a shvua that you won't come into my house. So you're not allowed to do it because you are rendering my shvua a shvua sheker, and I can't help you do it because I'm rendering my shvua a shvua sheker. So that's why the Rambam says that I'm not chayav because I'm an honest. You walked in against my will. But you're chayav. I think the Rambam is even better l'shita so, because the Rambam holds that if you violate a shvua, the Rambam holds the prohibition. To violate a shvua is loisi shavu b'shmila shoker, because you're making the shvua into a sheker. When you do whatever you do, so maybe, so that's the job in the Rambam. So I say you can't come into my house, so then you're not allowed to do it because you're making my shvua into a sheker. Why do I have to talk about my house? Why can't I say you're not going to go into someone else's house? Because that's probably a shvua shav to begin with, because I have no control there whatsoever. So if I say you're going to go to Yerushalayim on Monday, so that's a shvua shav, because it's out of your hands, you don't control it. Even though the Rambam, that's also no good, because the Rambam spoke about that case and said, if you do me a favor and you go to Yerushalayim on Monday, then you saved me from a shvua sheker. That's how the Rambam started off the perek, in perek Dalid, perek A, I'm sorry. The Rambam says, if I make a shvua about you, I raise a meshubach, because you saved me from a shvua shav. So we have three pshatim in the round. We have saying it's like Tosfos and Shavuos that you can make an esachetza with a shvua. What's wrong with that is why the Rambam felt the need to speak out that Reuven is potur because he's an anus. So maybe the Rambam would be l'shitoso if he'd be talking about Bal Yachel Devaro, because there he holds the one making the neder is over Bal Yachel, even if the Isser is on the other guy. But the Rambam doesn't talk about Bal Yachel by Shvua, he talks about l'shishovu b'shmil ha-shoker. But maybe it's the same thing. Now, I'm not allowed to let you into my house, because then I'm making my Shvua into a sheker. But you came in and I'm an onus. So I'm an onus. I didn't make my shvua to a sheker. Now the rabbi, okay, so what? So nochamo. If the rabbi holds like Tosfos and Shvuas, then you can make an isachetza by shvua. So then the question is, why did the rabbi speak out that Reuven's potter because he's an onus? Maybe that's because of his shita by Bal Yachel, that the one that made the neder. So here also, if I let you in, I'm making my shvua into a sheker. What? Maybe he is. If there would be an equivalent case by neder, he would be honest. The chiddush of the Rambam is that he says it by shvua. But you wouldn't think in a million years that I can make a shvua that you can't come into my house. No, by neder he'd also be potter. If I say my house should be usher on you, and you walk in, I'm an honest. What can I do? The Rambam says Shimon is chayav she'over al dover ha'osur lo la'asoso, because my house is in my rishus. It really sounds the most like Tosfos and Shavuos. Okay, he brings down from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik that if I have something in my control, my house, I can actually place you under oath something about the house. That's tremendous chiddush. Okay. I just think the Rambam's easier to understand because of the Shitaso that the Isser Shvua is always Lo Shishovu Bishmi LaShoker. So whoever makes it into Sheker would be violating it. Okay. Good. Now let's learn the Rambam.
I don't understand how even the Shua is on the Chatzah. I mean,
how?
I
hear, or you mean, you see, if someone learns all Maseches Nedarim, someone learns all Maseches Nedarim and Shvuas, except for that Tosis, and knows it cold, he wouldn't think in a million years, because you always talk about Nedarim is a Chatzah, and Shvuas is a Gavra. Tosis and Shvuas, and that would be the Balamor Shita also.
And then why Soloveitchik brings in the Mushbal Pi Acherim, like, which is like even like
yeah. So what?
How does that even answer it more? It makes it more.
No, like that answers the Rambam. That I could.
It's like adding another he's level. Over to
a,
it.
It's not another level. It's not a sechefzo. It's a different approach. It's placing you under oath. The Rambam holds is a parsha by Shvuas Bitui that I could place you under oath that you won't come into my house. That's a tremendous chiddush. It's like wild. There's no basis for it in any Gemara.
It's wild, but at least the Rambam works nicely, right?
No, but the Rambam is schwer. Because why does the Rambam have to explain why Reuven's not over anything? If I place you under oath, why did the Rambam have to speak out that Reuven's an onus? That's fair. If it's Issachevtsa, why did he have to? Because the Rambam views either Bal Yachel or the idea of making the Shvua into a Sheker, so then he has to speak out. Reuven is not violating anything because he's an onus.
So by the person saying, by me saying, you kick them to
what?
Or you become the chassid.
Yeah, that's why Rambam says he's an onus. Yeah, that's not the question. Why does he have to say he's an onus to be caught? Let's see, according to his approach, you don't even have to say that. According to Rav Chaim's approach, that it's that you're mushbal mipi acherim, and I placed you on the oath, so then the Rambam doesn't have to bother speaking out that Reuven's partner because he's an anus. Reuven's partner because he has nothing to do with the whole thing is like it's not his business. He doesn't care.
Unless he could take the approach that maybe Reuven should have put Shimon under oath to begin with, because in this case Shimon was really not under Reuven's control.
Look, he's explaining the Rambam that you could place Shimon under oath. Okay, I don't know where I'm responsible. I just wanted to figure out you should know it's here. It's the first piece in Shavuos. Okay, I think it's much more. Now that we know Tosfos and Shavuos exists, so you say the Rambam holds like Tosfos. It's not that wild. After Tosfos exists, it's not that wild anymore. That's all. Okay, let's learn the Rambam. The Ran, we have a long round to learn. Umeha mashma. Again, the Gemara said the Dharma is a Sechevtsa. The Dharma is a Sechevtsa and Shvu is a Sagavra. Umeha mashma, we're in the Ran, the Bezum and Bez. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down from the top. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Line number 7. Umeha mashma. The ain't shvua beloshin neder, below neder beloshin shvua. Hilkach kol shehechlev shel zeh bezeh ain't bedvar of kolon. The Ran is now opening a new dialogue, a new inyan. The Gemara. See, we learned the Gemara that the Gemara really is defining neder and defining shvua. Neder is a chefza and shvua is a gavra. But if you look carefully at the Gemara and the way the Ran explained the Gemara really is not defining what neder is and what shvua is. It's describing the lashon of a neder and the lashon of a shvur. See, even if you look at the Ran, three lines down or four lines down, klomar neder is a sechevza she'oser hakikar olav the omer achilas kikar ze olai lafuke shvur do'oser nafshe min chevza klomar she'omer shvur she'lochal kikar ze. Because the Ran is l'chora, is putting the hadgasha, the emphasis, on the losha. We'll see why, as we learn through the Ran, and we see a machlokas. In other words, most people learning the Gemara assume that the Gemara is hereby defining neder and defining shvua. Neder is a sechetza, shvua is a segavra. Okay, now we learned the Tosfos and Shvuas that told us the Gemara means neder is only a sechetza. And Shvua is a segavra also. But the Ran, though, if you look carefully at the Ran, with his klomars, he is defining the Gemara, that the Gemara is bechlal, not really talking about the very basic nature of neder and Shvua. It's talking about the lashon, what you say when you make a neder, when you make a Shvua. Neder is you talk about the chayfetz, and Shvua is you talk about the gavra.
Against a lashon of Tosfos that said,
well, that's what he's going to talk about.
Right?
This is the Ran. Yeah. Let's put it in the Ran here. Tosfos really, the Ran doesn't even suggest what Tosfos says. That's why I wanted to say over to Tosfos. But now we're going to learn the Ran. And the Ran talks about a phenomena called Neder Beloshen Shvua and Shvua Beloshen Neder. Neder Beloshen Shvua, and the Ran says, from our Gemara, you see, it's no good. From the Gemara's categorically stating that by neder you're talking about the chefza, and by shvua you're talking about the gavra, so the Gemara precludes crossovers. Neder b'loshen shvua, where somehow, I'm not even sure how, we'll see when we learn the Ran, you make it clear that you're making a neder, but you're talking about the gavra, you're talking about yourself, you say, Koneim shalo ochal kikar zeh. That's called neder b'loshon shvua. It's neder because you said koneim, kikarbon. And then you said that I won't eat this kikar. So that's called neder b'loshon shvua. Shvua b'loshon neder is achilas kikar zeh olai b'shvua. That's the loshon we had in the Tosfos in the Shvua. So the Ran says, you see in our Gemara that it's no good. It's zero. It's not chal. Dead in the water, nothing happens. So the Ran, how did the Ran see this in the Gemara? Because the Ran puts the hadgasha, the emphasis of our Gemara, in taka the nusach. The Gemara says the nusach of a neder is on the chevtza, the nusach of a shvua is on the gavra. So the Ran holds that's very categorical, and those are like ironclad boundaries. Maybe the Ran, maybe Taka the Pshat is, because it defines Neder, and it defines Shvua. It's not just the words you say, but it ends up defining Neder as an Issachevza, and defining Shvua as an Issachevza. So you can't cross over. If you make a Neder, Shalo Ochal Kikar Zeh, it doesn't even make sense. Like, the words don't mean anything. The words are inherently a contradiction. That's why the Ran saw in our Gemara that if he said a neder b'loshen shvua, that's koneim shelo ochal kikar zeh. B'loshen shvua means he said it on the gafra. Or he made a shvua b'loshen neder, meaning he said the word shvua. He made clear he's making a shvua, but then he ended up saying achilas kikar zeh olai. B'shvua achilas kikar zeh olai. So the Ran holds zero, zero, dead in the water. Absolute zero. The Ikala Medak, but I have a problem. I have a couple of Gemaras that do say it. The Tanya Bepirkin, later on in Daf Yud Beis, Ezeu Isra Oma Betorah, Hare Olai Shalo Ochal Basar, Hare Yesh Neder B'loshen Shvua, Da Shalo Ochal Ka'amar. That's certainly a Loshen Shvua. Ubeperik Shvua Shtayim Basar Anami Mashma, the Yeshua Belosh and Neder, the other way. Tamrin and Hosom Ba'oimer Achila Mishtehen Alai Shavua. So he said a Shavua, he declared that his intention is to make a Shavua, but then he talked about the Chefza. For I listen to Netherhu, for Kamalei Gabi Shavua, Alma Mahani, so it's good. I'm saying the implication of our Gemara is that it's very specific categories. I would even go so far as to say the Ran holds, it defines the essence of a Neder, and defines the essence of a Shavua. So obviously you can't cross-reference. Yesh Lomar, so the Ran says, Hani Lishni Lav Dafki. Wherever the Gemara is weird, so it's Lav Dafka. The Gemara is not going into the nitty-gritty of the Lashon. The Gemara usually wants to make a different point. When you learn the Darim, you learn how to make a Neder, the technicalities, and how to make a Shavua, its technicalities. But the Gemara is always focused on a different point. So it's Lav Dafka, it wasn't like, when you focus on a certain point to teach you a chiddush, so you don't get all the niceties of the legalisms correct. And it's coming to tell me something else. Derech Isser al yaday hatfasa. It wants to teach me about hatfasa. So it wasn't careful because this is it's another point, and we're focused on a different point. Uliolam b'motzio b'loshen neder komar. Avada, for it to be valid, you would have to say it with the right loshen neder. Tahi nami d'armina nachila mishtein alai shvua. Lav davka d'omar b'hai lishna. He didn't say it this way. Avada, that's no good. Ela d'omar shvua shlo ochal shteyem. Ela d'hosu maidi d'omar le'omina b'omar achila mishtein alai koinem. Tahu lishna davka d'neder. Omar nami achila mishtein alai shvua. The lav davka. V'chein da'as harach zal, v'arav ben bigar zal, u'l'zahiskim harash bazal. U'v'yirishalmi, actually, in Yerushalmi, iflug b'haidina, it's machlokas. Tamin and osam d'rav yudin v'rebi v'rebi muna savri, ein edda b'losh ha'shvua v'ein shvua b'losh ha'neder. Rabbi Yosi polagalayu, u'mashmalam d'kaimalam karabim, so it's mashmal, actually, it's machlokas, this lineup of three against one. We paskal like the rabim grada. So that means ain't shvua b'loshen neder, the low neder b'loshen shvua. Okay, we'll continue with tomorrow.